Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel catches it and throws to first to double up Walker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Kham reaches second base with a double. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Appling steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Com moves to third. Tate moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Tate moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for John Stone. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.